is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Amari Global is the first ever revolutionary mental wellness company, focusing on the gut-brain connection for adults and children. Amari's holistic products are designed to optimize performance, positivity, and motivation. The products are made with ancient natural wisdom combined by modern science that supports mood, focus, stress resilience, and whole body wellness. Whether you're an Olympic athlete or a stressed out parent, Amari Global's scientific approach is designed to meet you where you are and empower you to be the best version of yourself.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Very exciting show today with a very special guest. Of course, this is our Autism Awareness Month. So obviously, we want to remind families and everybody out there to donate to your local charities to help a family in need or your organizations that are local in your area. And of course, autismradio.org, if you'd like to make a donation to us as well. We do some great work here in the autism community to help families that are in need. We're 100% volunteer organization. So just remember that again, in your time of giving, this is a time to really give back to organizations that are going to really help the community. So just wanted to get that out there. So anyway, on to our special guest today. Really super excited about this to be, first of all, a part of this, the Autism Radio family. The company is named Amari. Our guest today is the author of The Cortisone Connection, Mental Fitness, Mood, Motivation, Mental Wellness by Optimizing the brain body biome.
Right. It's a mouthful, isn't it?
That is. And again, we like to really welcome to the program Dr. Sean Talbot. Again, thank you for coming on here again. I know you did a ton of work in your career. So let's just talk about how you got started in the medicine field and just how you evolved into Amari.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, thanks for having me on. This is a great show that you do, and glad to be part of it. So my training is I have a PhD in nutritional biochemistry. For the first part of my career, I was probably what you would think of as a sport nutritionist. I worked with elite level athletes, trying to get them to have their, be on the top step of the Olympic podium. That was the sort of goal. So U.S. ski team, U.S. track and field association, professional athletes, Olympic training centers, et cetera, et cetera. Right. It was really, really, really fun, kind of a early part of my career. That what we were trying to do is use nutritional biochemistry, right? What you eat, how it changes your biochemistry, like stress hormones or inflammatory markers or that kind of thing. How could we tweak that so an athlete could perform at their best? And the way that we describe that is mental fitness. If we can get the athlete to have 1% better mental fitness, the sort of mental edge, that means they're going to perform better. That means that they can go a little bit faster. They can maintain their intensity while somebody else is fading away. And that might be the difference between them being on the top step of the podium or not even being in the finals. It could be critical thing for them. And I did that for a bunch of years, but then in the end of 2001, so just about 20 years ago, my younger brother died of a drug overdose. And, he was always sort of the kind of kid or young adult at that point who, he was a little bit depressed, a little bit anxious, a little bit stressed, and he used drugs to to sort of calm himself down. And it, you know, ended up catching up with them. So like at that time I thought, hey, I wonder if the techniques that we use with these elite level athletes to improve their mental fitness, I wonder if we could mainstream that so it could help, you know, everybody, you know, help people with their stress levels and their resilience and their ability to calm down or their ability to be energized or, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's, you know, 20 years ago is when I kind of shifted my work. And the kind of work that I do now uses the same principles of nutritional biochemistry, but because it's focused on mood and mental fitness, it's sometimes these days called nutritional psychology. And that's really a new field that didn't exist 20 years ago, but
right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a thing now.
Yeah. You know, and again, there's just so much studies. I know you have an immense amount of work that you've put into this, project, obviously just the development of all these formulations. And again, how did that even, you know, how did you get involved in, and again, starting kicking off Amari, let's focus on the company and what you guys do.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was kind of a perfect storm in a couple of ways in that we knew that we wanted to start a company around mental wellness, right? Because in the world, everybody is stressed out. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of anxiety. Even after the last 2 years that we've gone through as a global pandemic, you know, these mental wellness issues are at an all-time high. But even like putting that aside, most people, you know, just feel, if you were to ask the average person how they feel, they would say, I feel fine. I feel right. Okay. Right. You know, they wouldn't say, I feel amazing. They wouldn't say, my energy is through the roof. They wouldn't say that kind of stuff. But, and there's a lot of reasons for that that we can get into. Like people, you know, have a lot of brain fog. They have a lot of like just feeling kind of blah. In positive psychology, we refer to that as languishing, where you're not quite depressed, you're not quite anxious, you don't really have a problem per se, but you're not where you should be, which is what we call flourishing. So we knew we wanted to start a company around that. And the perfect storm piece of it was that the science around how we help people achieve that objective, help people flourish, is really coming back to this idea of the gut-brain axis. So in the last 5 or 10 years, we've learned so much about the microbiome, the bacteria in your gut. We've learned that your gut, we can actually consider to be a second brain. Most of your neurotransmitters, your serotonin for happiness and your dopamine for motivation, most of those neurotransmitters are made in your gut.
Right.
And so if we can do something at the level of your gut, we can improve how your brain functions. And that's the gut-brain axis. So, you know, the fact that we wanted to start a company around mental wellness and mental fitness, the fact that the science was changing to allow us to do that in a way that had never been done before, the fact that it was a big problem in the world that needed to be solved, that's the perfect storm. It was all coming together at the right time. And so here we are. We're helping a lot of people with a lot of these issues.
Yeah, I mean, the testimonials are off the charts. I mean, everybody that I've talked to date since we've met, and again, learning about your company has been life-changing. I mean, you've been literally changing one life at a time, and the impact has been tremendous. So, you know, obviously our show focuses on autism. So again, obviously we know a lot of our children with autism, depending on where they fall in the spectrum, you know, have some cognitive challenges. Mm-hmm. So again, what do you think about a family? If I'm a family and I'm looking and saying to myself, again, there's been, again, a lot of studies about the gut brain activity. How can that help someone potentially with autism?
Yeah, well, you know, autism is actually one of the classic examples of not really a brain dysfunction, but a gut brain dysfunction, right? And you just said it, Paul, that there have been a lot of studies showing that, you know, it's not just, you know, that the wiring in the brain is somehow off or the neurotransmitters in the brain. But, you know, people with autism, whether it's kids or adults, when they're stressed out, they have gut problems. When they have gut problems, they have more behavioral problems, you know? So there really is that very observable link between what's happening in the brain and the head and what's happening in the brain and the gut. And we see that for other conditions too. We see it for ADHD. We see it for irritable bowel syndrome. We see it for just plain old, you know, garden variety daily stress. We see it for sleep disruptions, you know. And what we're learning is that this linkage between the two brains, gut-brain axis, is really involved in all of this. So much so that there are clinical trials underway with autism spectrum disorder situations where they're trying to say, well, wait a minute, if we know that the microbiome, the bacteria in the gut, is involved in how the brain and the head functions, what if we swapped it out? What if we did a microbiome transplant and we could take out this dysfunctional microbiome and put in a new one, like almost doing like a software swap on a computer? And when it's done effectively, you see these massive behavior changes in the subjects. It's still early days,
but
I look at that and I say, from a mechanistic perspective, wow, there's really something going on there. And then, of course, as a nutritional biochemist, I look at that and I say, how can we exert those kinds of changes with dietary changes or with lifestyle changes or with probiotic supplements, to use one example? There's all kinds of ways we can do that.
Right. You know, and I think there's so much out there today, so many different products, right? Claim to do this, claim to do that. And what's kind of like, I guess, to let people know at home when they're talking and listening to this program, you know, what separates you from a lot of the competition?
I think that's a great question. You know, whenever I talk about like autism specifically, one of the things that I'm really, really open about is to say, look, I get it, right? There's all these promises out there, right? People who are in that situation trying to do the best for their kids or their family members, they've probably heard it all before, right? You know, this magical herb or that mineral or whatever the case is, right? And so you want to believe that. You want to try everything. You want to go down every avenue to see if maybe that's going to be the thing. And I say to people, look, again, it's still early days. We know the microbiome and the gut-brain axis are tightly involved in these conditions. But look to the science. So if you're going to look at a product, ask the company, where's the science that shows that this has any indication that it can help to change mood or behavior or mental function? And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on at Amari, is that because we're a mental wellness company, we feel really strongly that people have to feel a benefit, have to feel feel that mental wellness change, right? You can't say to somebody, you know, your mood is going to improve, because if it doesn't improve, they're going to know it, right? The product has to perform. That's why we use ingredients that have clinical data in humans for lowering stress or increasing resilience or helping with anxiety or whatever the case may be. We use the ingredients that have been proven at the levels that have been proven, and we put them together in a formula where we say to people, look, try this. We think it's going to help you feel better in this particular way or that particular way. And then if it doesn't live up to what your expectations are, we will refund your money, right? So like that, we have to do that if our promise is you're going to feel better and perform better.
Yeah, I think one thing, you know, let parents and family members at home that are listening, Doc, you know, what also from a quality standpoint of your products too? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
like so what you guys do.
From a literally ingredient by ingredient perspective, we have a global supply chain, right? So some of these ingredients are coming from, you know, halfway around the world. Some are coming from Asia. Some are coming from Africa. Some are coming from South America, et cetera, et cetera. They're all manufactured, the finished products, in the United States. But because we have that global supply chain, we have to literally be able to trace things from the field halfway across the world and make sure that it's a pure ingredient, that it's not contaminated with heavy metals or some sort of, you know, environmental contaminants or something like that. Then when we bring it into the United States and we produce it into a finished product, we need to make sure that we're doing the analytical verification along the whole way, that the product is pure from an ingredient standpoint, but then it also is pure and efficacious from a finished product standpoint. So I would put our quality control up against, I mean, some of the billion-dollar, you know, industrial complexes that are out there. But again, you have to do that if your promise is you will feel this product working or your money back.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I think that goes a long way, because if the product has some contaminants in it, it can actually cause a negative effect.
Absolutely.
Right? It can actually harm someone. And so that's why I think it's important to know, again, all the details and the things that you do as a company to make superior product, right? And again, the quality and ingredients. I think that's what really truly impressed me more than anything, was just the detail. And again, how you said you look at every little ingredient and trace it back to the source.
Yeah. And, you know, part of the reason for that is that we want to remove any hesitation on the consumer end, right? This is a new story for a lot of people, right? That, wait a minute, the bacteria in my gut, this microbiome, can change how I perform mentally and how I how I show up in a stressful situation. A lot of people have never heard of the microbiome before. A lot of people have never heard of the gut brain axis before, the fact that we have a second brain, you know, in the gut. And so because it's a new story, we want to really remove any hesitation for somebody to say, huh, that's interesting. Let me give it a try. So, we, you know, we make sure that we have the purity, we make sure we have the potency, we make sure we have the clinical proof, and you put all that together and you can serve it up to someone to say, look, give it a shot. You know, it's, yeah, you really have nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I love, again, when I first had a chance to talk to you, talk to the team, just really impressed about, you know, your focus is about helping people. And really, I think that's the biggest mission, is that you're out there to really improve lives. And that's your number one mission statement, really.
Right.
And it really speaks volume to what you're trying to do here.
Yeah. And I think like one of the most gratifying parts, I mean, for me as a scientist that I see us doing in the world, is that if we can help that one individual, like that one customer, that one consumer, help them feel better, right? Their energy is better, or their mood is better, or their stress is lower, whatever the case may be, they're better, right? That's a win for that individual. But they're typically so much better, right? They've gone towards flourishing. They've gone towards vigor. They've gone towards all these ways that we can measure this clinically, that they're better in their families. They're better with their coworkers. They're better in their communities. You know, like there really is this really interesting ripple effect that goes out from that individual being better to all their interactions become better. And that, you know, it sounds grandiose, but that makes the world better.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about, just touch upon, you know, the difference between your product with the prebiotics and the probiotics. Again, you know, probiotics is so overused today.
Right.
I mean, you know, doctor, you can go to the grocery store, you can go to CVS, you can go to anywhere and pick up all these probiotics, and everybody thinks, you know, oh, I'm getting probiotics, it must be good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. Like what the difference is, because I think that's important to educate people.
It's a huge piece. And it can get complicated for people, because they, you know, people think, oh, well, probiotics, you know, I'm doing probiotics, so it must be good. Right. There's a concept that we try to educate people on that's called probiotic strain specificity, meaning that different strains of probiotics will have completely different effects. So in some of our products, we'll use a strain that has been shown to improve mood, or a strain that's been shown to improve relaxation levels, or a strain that's been shown to lower stress levels, right? There's like, we can get that specific. Right. Those are all related to each other, but they're very specifically different aspects of mental fitness. There are also other strains that help with constipation. There's strains that help with diarrhea, right? Those are opposites.
Right.
And so, you know, you need to know what strain you're getting to know what benefit you're getting. So that's one piece of it. I would challenge people, if they think that they're doing probiotics and that's a good thing, ask them what strains are you taking? And most people have no idea. And they have no idea because probably 90% of the products on the market don't even tell you the strains that they use, because they don't even know. Like there's no such thing as a generic probiotic. It would be it would be like somebody going to the store and buying a bottle that just said vitamins on it, and they didn't know, well, what vitamins? Is it vitamin A or vitamin D or vitamin C? Yeah. Like those all do different things. You want the right probiotics that do the right sort of benefits that you're looking for. And so that's an ingredient of the, or that's an example of like how specific we get ingredient by ingredient by ingredient in our products. And I mean, I could go on, like we do that for our prebiotics too. So prebiotics are starting to catch up to the popularity of probiotics.
Yep.
Probiotics are the bacteria. Prebiotics are the fiber that feed the bacteria. So there are certain prebiotics that can help with, you know, just general digestion. There are other prebiotics that can help with stress and stress resilience, and they can feed the kinds of bacteria that we want to produce the neurotransmitters. So again, it can, like, we can really get into the weeds.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But like the end result is that person wants to say, well, I hope you guys have figured it all out for me. I just want to be able to take a product and get a benefit. And again, if we've done our homework on the science side and we say, take this product, you'll feel it, that customer better feel it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's great. I love how you lay that out for layman's terms for people, you know, not getting too scientific, obviously, because it can scare some people. But I think that's great. I mean, again, I think it's important to educate people on this, because they need to know what they're putting in their bodies and what kind of effects it's going to have. So let's just talk about for right now. Again, I have right here, I'll pull it up. I have a pack here of the kids pack. So I'm going to open this up and Let's just talk about some of the products. And again, this is the kids' fundamental.
Yeah.
So what could people benefit for this? Like, what does this do?
Kids' Fundamentals is our kids' version of our overall gut brain axis system. So in that formula, it's a powder, sugar-free powder, naturally flavored, naturally sweetened. It tastes like fruit punch when you mix it up into water. You can put it in water, you can put it into a smoothie, you can get it into your kids in, you know, lots of different ways. But what it does is it has the three probiotic strains that help with mood and stress and relaxation. So the kids are calmer. It has three different prebiotic fibers that really feed those three strains of probiotics. It's got a range of different phytonutrients that help with digestion, that help with the gut lining, that help with the signaling from the gut to the brain across the axis. They've got, there are ingredients in there like theanine, for example, that in Japan is used as first line natural therapy for ADHD. It has New Zealand pine bark that is used in New Zealand for the same thing, to help people focus better. So, you know, that's sort of our do-it-all kind of product to really get the gut-brain axis communicating in the most efficient manner. And what people can expect from it is that people will try that and they'll just go, you know, I can't put my finger on it, but I just feel better. And what they're describing typically is that their resilience is better. They're able to not just experience lower stress, but they're in a place where they can actually handle more stress. It's the difference between, one of the ways I describe resilience is that you could have a stressful situation and you would want to back away from it. You would say, I can't handle this right now. And you would literally back away from it. Say, I can't do this right now. You could have that's low resilience. You could have the same exact kind of stressful situation. And if your resilience were higher, you could look at it and go, wow, this is not a good situation, but you know what? We're going to get this done. We're going to figure this out. Yeah. And so that is the kind of thing that Kids Fundamentals will do.
Yeah, I thought it was great to start with that product because I feel like that is a good starting point for a lot of people. Again, and we have a full pack here that has the three essentials and they all kind of intertwine and work together. Right. So let's talk about this next product. Again, educate people. This is the Kids Vita GBX, which is your like basic, it's like a chewable multivitamin. I mean, right, in layman's terms, right?
Yep, exactly.
But this is different than your typical Flintstone vitamin.
It's not a Flintstone. No. That's for darn sure. So Vita GBX, vitamin for the gut-brain axis. That's why we named it that way. It's not, it doesn't exactly, you know, roll off the tongue, I guess.
Right, exactly.
That explains a little bit about what it does. So it's a multivitamin, right? So one part of it is all the essential vitamins and minerals in absorbable forms that kids' bodies need, right? To, you know, grow your bodies, grow your brains, like all the things you want a multivitamin for. But then there's also a blend of phytonutrients there that we call the Bright Mind blend. And Bright Mind is about getting your brain to work better. So some of those nutrients work in the brain. Some of those work in the second brain, the gut. Some of them work in the axis in between, which is helping your cardiovascular system and your immune system and your nervous system to carry those signals back and forth between the two brains. So, you know, it's naturally sweetened, naturally flavored. It's chewable wafers. And you kids just munch them down and they taste kind of like sweet tarts.
I mean, I've tasted them myself and they taste great. I mean, it's a great, and I had my own son taking these and he did great on them. I mean, it's a great product. And again, this could be used for kids as young as what? You could probably.
As young as two. You know, I mean, as soon as they're able to eat regular food, they can go and start munching on those.
So let's talk just a little bit about phytonutrients. Somebody goes, what is phytonutrients? And no, it's a word thrown around, right? What does that mean?
Yeah. Phyto just means plant. So phytonutrients are plant nutrients. And so vitamins and minerals come from plants, but phytonutrients are nutrients that haven't been designated as a vitamin or a mineral. So these are things like flavonoids, you know, and flavonoids are the, people can think of flavonoids as the plant compounds that make blueberries blue. That's one example, right? But they're high in brightly colored fruits and vegetables. So we give flavonoids, we give carotenoids, we give tocotrienols, which are a whole other family of vitamin E compounds. There are some amino acids in that blend that help with the production of neurotransmitters. And so what we're trying to do is look across the entire gut-brain axis as a system, if you will, and say, what are the building blocks that need to be in this system that might be missing in an average diet? You know, and we all know what the standard American diet looks like right now, right? Yep. A lot of fast food, a lot of processed food, not a lot of high fiber, not a lot of high fruits and vegetables. And so a product like Vita GBX really is helping people close that gap, if you will. We all know we need to eat better,
right.
But there's a gap between what we know and what we do, you know, myself included as a professional nutritionist, right? Sure. So multivitamin is a great way to close that gap.
You know what, and I guess just to explain to parents and people out there for their kids, like what makes it more absorbable than other products too, like how, you know, because you said it's highly absorbable. So
one of the ways that a lot of nutrition companies will get around, they get around the cost, right? They'll use cheap versions of vitamins and minerals that the body doesn't absorb very well. So they'll use things like zinc oxide or magnesium oxide, which is basically just pass right through you. They have very, very poor digestion, very, very poor absorbability. Or they'll use synthetic versions of different vitamins and minerals. Right. Like, so vitamin E is a good example. Your body will absorb synthetic vitamin E pretty well, but your body looks at it and says, wait a minute, something is not right about that. It has a slightly different structure. So your body filters it out very quickly. So you don't really get the benefits of that vitamin E. Yeah. We use natural versions. So your body absorbs them well, but also retains them well and delivers them to the target tissue. So sometimes the target tissue is going to be a brain neuron. Sometimes it's going to be immune system cell. Sometimes it's going to be a gut cell. And so we want to make sure we get the right form that your body can utilize, but also hold on to and keep using. So it's a subtle difference in how we formulate, but it's a really, really important difference in how the end product works.
Yeah, because again, if it's highly absorbable, you're getting all the benefit of the product too. That's the other thing. And you're reaping the benefits literally as you speak, you know.
Right.
You know, so what can people expect? I mean, share, I guess, a couple of stories, some families or some people that had testimonials of their kids getting on these products. And we actually have one more product to talk about before I get there, but just on the GBX this product right here, the fundamentals and
what
people get.
So with Vita GBX, the benefits are that, you know, kids will focus a little bit better in school, that they'll be a little bit more resilient, that they'll be a little more energetic instead of fatigue. Like those are all things that make a lot of sense. You know, that if you have the right level of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients, you're going to be a little clearer in terms of how you think and how you function. You're going to be a little quicker in terms of coming up with the answer to the problem, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we see that kind of stuff. With fundamentals, though, we see some from a testimonial perspective, they almost sound outlandish in terms of what you're hearing, like the before after stories. Yep. Kids who had behavioral problems before now don't. Kids who were paralyzed by stress before are now resilient. We have a lot of testimonials from people with autistic kids who will tell us that their kids were non-communicative before, and now their behavior is much better. You know, so like. Yeah. And it all makes sense from the science, but one of the things that's really challenging is that you never can make a promise out of the gate because everybody is different. Every situation is different. Every environment is different. So the best we can say is, here's what the research says. Right. Like, we know we're choosing good ingredients. We know we're on the right path to like nourish this system, this gut-brain axis. We know that people who have used it have seen, you know, these categories of amazing benefits. Why not give it a shot? It's all natural. Yep. It's all very safe. You know, for me as a parent, something like that to help my kids perform better for me is a no-brainer. You know, give it a shot. See if I get those benefits. If not, get my money back.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is something every kid should be on, especially if you're an athlete. Like, again, you talk about athletes. I mean, I know you worked with elite level athletes your whole career. I mean, you made a career of that before you got into working with Amare. So one of the other products I had here with the kids pack is this one. And this one I think is a game changer because I've actually used this myself. And this is for kids. This is not for the adults.
Yeah. And I've got it on my desk right here.
This stuff tastes amazing. And it really works. I mean, I swear by this. I've used it several times and it really does work. The kids' mood. So let's dive into this and talk a little bit about this.
Yeah. So kids' mood should probably more appropriately be called kids' mood and focus and resilience product, because it's got a range of different herbs in it, saffron and oregano and holy basil and, you know, very, very safe, like spices basically that really get the brain to do its job better. So, you know, one example is the saffron that we use. So going back to our supply chain discussion earlier, our saffron that we get, we source from a little farm just south of Madrid, Spain. And we do that because we want to control the growing conditions. We want to make sure it has good quality. We want to make sure that it has the right level of potency, the right active ingredients and all that kind of stuff. Most saffron in the world comes from Afghanistan or Turkey or Pakistan, you know, a place in the world where, you know, it's more likely you're going to get contaminants or you're going to get adulteration or something that's not actually the, you know, ingredient that you're looking for. So, you know, that's one of the reasons. But this specific one from this farm in Madrid has also been studied in clinical trials to show equivalence to Ritalin in kids for focus issues, equivalence to Prozac in teenagers for mood issues, equivalence to some of the sleep drugs in adults for sleep issues, right? So it covers a lot of ground. And that's one of the reasons that we spend the extra money to get the specific ingredient that's going to have those sorts of benefits.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm coming from a culinary. I know saffron is extremely expensive from what you're talking about. Exactly. Because again, you can get cheaper versions of saffron from other parts of the world and it's much inferior product.
Yep.
But yeah, the good stuff. I remember the chef had it literally locked in a cabinet.
That's right.
And he had to get a key to go and get it.
Yep.
Because it was like it was like $100 an ounce or something back then.
Yeah, by weight, it's more valuable than gold.
Yes.
it's really up there.
It's really expensive. So again, it's impressive that you're putting it in this product and there's a decent amount in the product too. You put a good amount in there. Yeah.
Well, again, that speaks to the idea of like, we can make all these promises and sell the product once to somebody, but if it doesn't live up to their expectations, they're not going to buy it the second time. But if we build in the right ingredients at the right levels with the right effectiveness, then someone's going to try it once and they're going to go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And they'll buy it again, and they'll buy it again, they'll buy it again. And then they'll love how they feel. They'll love how they perform. When we launched this product a couple of years ago, we did a little pilot study of our own where we sent it out to a bunch of moms that had like rambunctious kids. And we said, like, these kids weren't diagnosed with anything. They were just like, you know, rambunctious kids. And we said, here, try this. We're going to launch this in a while. We want to see what you think. And in 30 days, we had 100% of the kids. Well, the moms were the ones filling out the surveys.
Right.
You know, we use the surveys.
And mom knows best.
Yeah. And I mean, the moms were seeing the benefits, right? But as parents, we always want to see the benefits in our kids, right? 100%. So to remove that sort of placebo effect, we had them fill out these validated surveys that are used in clinical trials of focus issues in kids. And so every kid had a benefit. At the end of that 30 days, we made a mistake in that we only sent 30 days of this supply to the moms for the study we were doing. The end of the 30 days, the moms are coming back and going, oh my gosh, here's your results back. I don't even need to see the results. I can see it in my kid and please keep sending me some. I need to have that now. Right, and it was 2 months until we launched the product. So they were the first best customers for us.
That's awesome. No, it's just incredible. I mean, I think, anybody listening to this broadcast today, you know, again, this kind of opens your eyes to a different world in the supplement world. I think what you've done and again, just sourcing the best ingredients and the science behind it is different than a lot of other companies that are out there today that separates you.
You know, and I think one of the reasons that it's different is that like we're coming at it from a completely different perspective. Our founder, chairman of the board, a gentleman by the name of Hip Tran, he made a fortune in a completely other business, right? Like, you know, money where you never have to work again, that kind of money, right? And he, young guy, he's on early 40s and decided that he didn't want to be retired at this point. He wanted to do something else. And that's where the idea for let's start a health company. Let's start a company around mental wellness because it's being so inadequately addressed out there in the world. So HIP was able to bring significant resources to start a company and do it right and have the right ingredients and do the research and put the products out there so people can actually get these benefits. And like, you don't see that kind of thing in this.
No, industry, no, you definitely don't.
Really, really different approach.
Well, that's what impressed me. Again, I've been studying the supplement industry for the past 25 years myself. And again, it just really resonated what you're doing, Dr. Sean, and just amazing of really the impact again. And anybody you talk to that has used the product, just it's been life-changing. And again, we don't know for sure, you know, we can't guarantee anything, like you said earlier, but the science is there, the quality of the products are there. And again, you've had hundreds and hundreds of testimonials, thousands even testimonials of like the results, you know, right, are there. So,
right. And that's where, like I said before, that's where the science gets real for people when right. they can plug it into their life and they can see a benefit in themselves or their kids or their whole families. That's where the rubber meets the road.
So what we're going to do today with Dr. Sean being on the program, we're going to give away 3 Amari Kids packs. For the first 3 callers to our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. And again, we'll give away 3 kits and you can try it and let us know. Write us to questions@autismradio.org. Once you receive your package, we'll mail it out to you and you let us know how you like the product. You know, give us an honest testimonial. I mean, that's all we can ask for, right? So again, if you're really interested in trying the product, and we're going to give more away too, Dr. Sean too. But again, we wanted to start somewhere. Again, there's some families out there that, you know, might want to say, hey, you know what? Maybe I want to try this. And we'll give you the opportunity to do so here on the program. So we're excited to be able to offer that. And again, we thank you for, again, sending some product to Autism Radio and Hope Saves the Day here so that we're able to really help try to change some lives here, right? I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
That's the ultimate goal. And I appreciate what you're doing, right? Getting people to, you know, understand this kind of stuff better, that the microbiome plays a role and the gut-brain axis plays a role. And if we can nourish that system the right way, we can start to see benefits in these people's lives.
Yeah. And I think the big thing we talked about briefly, you talked about the difference with probiotics is that, you know, taking the wrong probiotic can actually have a negative effect too. And I think that's really important too, because somebody thinks, okay, more is better. And that's not only always the case.
Right. More is better can actually disrupt the system even more.
That's right. That's right. So I think it's just educating people. Again, hopefully they understand, you know, and again, if they have any questions, of course, I can always send it to Dr. Sean from the program. He's a busy man, but I'm sure he would answer some questions.
Be happy to.
We'll keep it to a minimum. Of course, we're not going to bombard you, but yeah, he'd be happy to definitely answer some of your questions about some of the products and stuff. But we do really, I know you're a busy guy and we really appreciate you spending some time. Obviously, Autism Awareness Month, this is a big month. But I think, you know, just being able to have an opportunity for some families to try this product out, because I think it could be a game changer for them. Again, I know for a fact the kids' mood, again, for me, my son, it's been a game changer. Definitely saw major results already in the past couple of months. We've That's been using awesome. The product. So really good stuff. Again, and I've been kind of a guru of supplements. I've tried them all. I know all the companies. Again, I'm not talking about any of them on the air here, but tried a lot of the different products. And again, I do my research and my homework and was just really impressed by the data. Again, when you read all the studies. And where can people find that, Dr. Sean, too? If they want to know more about Amari, where can they go? Where they can read some testimonials?
Best place for people is just to go to amari.com. You know, and we have a whole resources section there where people can see product information pages. They can see our technical data sheets that really get into the science. They can see slide sets. They can see presentations. We really try to give as much information as possible so people can make an informed decision.
No, that's awesome. I think that's the biggest thing is educating, right? Education is huge and knowledge is powerful. So I appreciate what you've done, what you've created here with all of the people that work for Amari, again, to get this product out there to the market to really help people get better. And again, everybody that I've been working with, I've been fortunate enough to give a shout out to Elisa Pizzell and of course, Pete Dorton, my partners in crime here at Autism Radio. Again, just helping us understand and the differences and the impact this product has really had on people. And it's really, really refreshing for me to just hear, it's not about the bottom line here. This product, you know, again, sure, it's a product and it has costs and we, you know, but it's about really making people better. And I think that's what resonated with you and the team is just they really want people to get better. And I think just having that opportunity to try some of the products. And again, there's a whole other products, which we'll have to have you come back again and talk about more. But again, these are the vital three, I think, that can really be a game changer to some child with autism today. A good place to start for them, especially if they don't eat well. Like you said, nutrition is really key and important. So again, thank you for that information. I know we're almost running out of time, but real quick, I know you did win an award for a documentary film. So just touch upon that real quick.
Yeah. So, that was a while ago now. A few years ago, I produced, a documentary about, the obesity epidemic in America. And we went around the country and interviewed a lot of people about, you know, what's causing this. And, you know, some of the usual suspects, you know, the bad food and agriculture policy and school lunches and like all this kind of stuff. But one of the other things that we talked about was metabolism. You know, what does your stress levels look like and your sleep patterns look like and all that kind of stuff. So, we won a bunch of best documentary awards. It got screened at the White House. I get to meet, Michelle Obama, who was, you know, really into health and things like that. So it was a really cool project.
No, that's awesome. And where can they find that information if they wanted to see the documentary?
Yeah, it streams everywhere. So you could, it's called Killer at Large. Okay. And you can find it on Netflix or Amazon Prime or, you know, any place that you stream documentaries.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, listen, I just want to thank you for your time on the program. Really enjoyed having you on as a guest and really excited to be just learning more about Amari as I go along in my journey. Again, I have a lot of questions for you too, and I know you're busy, but I'll try to send you a few at a time. You know,
all right.
So don't bog you down. So again, thanks again. Again, we just want to thank Dr. Sean Tablett for spending some time today here with Hope Saves the Day. We want to wish everybody well. And remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Have a great one, everyone.
Hi, I'm Elissa Pizzell. I work with Amari Global. I am proud to announce that we have partnered with the Autism Radio family, a cause that is near and dear to my heart. Continue to tune in to Hope Saves the Day every week on autismradio.org. And when you're snapping up your Amari products, don't forget to add promo code AUTISMRADIO to receive $10 off your first purchase.